Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
It goes a little something like this. Subject, that thing terrifies me. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 31-year-old white female, and I am proud to say that I am still a virgin. 5 months ago, I met a very nice 33-year-old black man through an online dating site. We've been inseparable since we met, and he's so perfect for me. I have decided that I would want to make love to him, and he promised to take care of my heart and make it a memorable experience for me. I'm not sure if he's the one, but I've fallen in love with him, and I want him to be my first. Here's the problem. I suffer with anxiety, and it's getting in the way of us having sex. When we get into it and we start getting undressed, I panic. I am ashamed to admit it, but it's his size that makes me panic. I went to see my gynecologist last week and told her about my boyfriend's size and asked if it was physically possible for us to have sex. My doctor assured me that my boyfriend was not going to break anything and I had nothing to worry about. So fast forward to this weekend, and the mood was right and my boyfriend was ready, and I freaked out and ran out of the room. I know he's not going to continue to be patient with me, but I am so afraid of that thing. This is all too embarrassing for me to share with my girlfriends because they will start looking at my boyfriend differently, if you know what I mean. I need to overcome my fears and just push through. Should I tell my boyfriend what's really going on when I run from him? Do you think it will turn him off and he will go find a more experienced lover? Please help me. Okay.
All right. That thing terrifies me.
First of all.
That thing.
First of all, you know, congratulations. There are not many 31-year-old virgins left. So congratulations on staying a virgin for whatever your reason. You're 31. You're a white female, you say. Now you've met a nice 33-year-old black man through online dating. And you've been inseparable since you met, and now it's time for sex. You decided that you wanted to have sex with him. Well, but you're afraid because of his size. Well, some would think this would be a wonderful problem to have, a wonderful problem. But your fear is understandable, I guess, as a virgin, somewhat. Now, you've been to your doctor. You've talked to your doctor about this, about your fear, about your anxiety. Your doctor has assured you that physically it's going to be all right. He's not going to break anything. But you tried it again. You freaked out and ran. It's embarrassing to you and probably for him, too, because he has no idea what's going on. And no, you don't want to share it with your girlfriends, because if they find out, assuming they're not virgins, they will be probably knocking at his door, as a lot of women would. You ask the question, should you tell your boyfriend what's really going on and why you ran? Yeah, I think you absolutely should tell him. You know, if you want to stay in this relationship, I don't know how patient he is. I don't know if he's getting it from anywhere else or anything like that. But I would definitely tell him what the issue is. This is an issue for you. You're afraid. If you're afraid, maybe you need to leave him alone altogether. Maybe you just need to leave him alone altogether, okay? And just deal with someone else, you know, if you decide to give your virginity away. But should you tell him? Absolutely. And then you guys decide as a couple where to go from there. Kier, that's all I got. Junior, birthday boy.
Huh?
Birthday boy.
What?
You heard me.
It's your turn. No. What you want me to talk about? What?
The letter.
What you want me to say? I don't know what to tell you. It's my birthday. I don't really have no answer for you. First of all, I'm not finna discuss another man's size on this show here. Not me. Now, Tommy and Jay may want to, but I'm not on my birthday.
I don't know what
to tell you, lady. Might as well go back to your people. You know, get back over there where you belong. I don't know. Leave these brothers alone. You know, find Tom. You know, get with Mick. You know, hey, but I don't know what else you want me to do to help you. I mean, get to hugging and holding. I don't know what else you need to do, but it's my birthday. I cannot discuss this on my B-day. Not me. No, sir. Nah, nah.
Yeah, it's a bit much for her. I can only agree. It's a bit much.
I don't. Hey. Yeah. You know.
Which, running out of the room, freaking
you
out running, like
you breaking out, sprinting. I can't tell you. I don't
your
know.
Your doctor said it's okay, so.
Yeah, you don't believe your doctor. What can I think?
Yeah. All right, come on, Jay. That thing terrifies me. That is the subject.
This is so embarrassing just for me
to be working
here. Well, first of all, she's older than 31. I know who this is. This is about me. This is who I'm seeing.
So ignorant. And,
this letter is about you.
Yeah, and you know who else date white women here? Anybody else? Me. Yeah, me. And so, and I've offered to fix the problem. I'm sorry. I mean, what can I say? I mean, it is what it is. You got what you got. I even offered. Hell, fold it in half. We can fold it in half.
Oh, my God, Jay.
If you want to go that way with it, but I don't know what else to do. But, you know, I'm sorry. You know, I like you. And let's just try this. We don't know. We don't know how this is going to go. But first of all, you embarrass me by calling my job and writing my people on my job. This is embarrassing. This is really embarrassing.
We didn't know it was you until you said something,
it's
Jay.
It's me.
Subject, that thing terrifies me. Little did we know what they were talking about here. A 31-year-old white woman wrote in. She's very proud to say that she's still a virgin. 5 months ago, she met a very nice 33-year-old black man online. They've been inseparable since they've met. She says he's perfect for her. She's decided that he will be her first. He will be her first. The only problem is, she says, she suffered with anxiety, and it is getting in the way of them having sex. And she's ashamed to admit it, but his size is what makes her have these anxiety attacks, these panic attacks. So she went to the doctor. The doctor says she's clear. She's all good. He's not going to break anything. But when they got, you know, all hot and heavy the last time, she broke out and ran. She got so scared she ran. So she doesn't want to tell her girlfriends because she thinks her girlfriends might, you know, be really into him. So she wants to know, should she tell her boyfriend what's really going on, and she needs help. All right, Jay, did you want to finish part two of your response? And we'll
get
to the nephew.
Yes, I apologize, but I also like to thank the sandwich people with the sandwich special. They have the $5 foot long. I mean, I'm still getting money for that, so that's cool. I made a little money on the side for the slogan. I put that together. And, but, you know.
Wow.
I can't help it.
All right, you're done. You're done. Tommy, what do you have to say? I'm sick of you, Jay.
I think the best way to put this is this, right? Kind of like this.
What?
You got to quit running from that D, falling from that D. Man, drop his pants and you scared of the D. Jump out the bed for the D, because you scared of the D. Broke out running, bust your head from that D. Bust your head from that D. Slow down for the D. Work for...
This show is so ignorant.
Yeah. That's a good rap, though.
Yeah.
But that's definitely what happened.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Falling for that D, running from that D. So here's what I think, y'all. Mm-hmm. You got to start small, baby.
Yeah.
Okay. Work your way up to the big D.
That would not be
start
me.
Small. This like, when you young, you didn't just go straight to a bicycle. You had a tricycle. Then you got to the bike. You know what I'm saying? You had baby shoes. Then you went to stride rights. You got to take baby steps, darling. When you go eat dinner, don't you start with an appetizer?
Right.
Then you get to the entree. You see what I'm saying?
Nephew. Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. How's she going to find that out on the website?
You know how?
How?
Because now she got to start running towards the D. Running towards
running
the D.
Toward
run
the D.
Up on the D.
Don't
the
D.
Scared of the D.
Up the D. Well, Shirley, can I say one more thing?
What, Jay?
When we were dating, you know, when we first started getting, she asked me, no, listen, you understand.
You and the you letter understand? Writer.
Listen.
The letter's about
she
you,
asked,
Jay.
It's about me. Uh-huh. She asked me to send her a picture, and I said I would, but it would eat up all your memories, so I can't do that, all right?
He's stupid.
Yeah. He's for stupid. Real.
He's gonna, stupid. Your phone gonna go blank.
Wow.
Well, Tommy's right. You gotta start small.
You gotta quit running from the dick. Running from the dick. Man drop his pants cause you scared of the dick.
You're
on the bed for the dick. Falling from the dick cause you're scared of the dick. Broke out running, bust your head on the dick.
Yeah. So what do you guys think? Should she tell her boyfriend what's going on?
Yeah, she needs to tell him. Yeah, I think he knows by now. I know what the problem is.
You know what, though, Jay? It's like this here. When you go to the meat market and you want some summer sausage, you don't want that whole thing of summer sausage. You know what I'm saying?
Cut that in half.
Yeah, listen. Give me a dollar worth of summer sausage.
What is sausage, first of all?
You don't know summer sausage?
Just sausage.
I know sausage, yeah, but is there...
summer sausage?
Is that...
Oh, my God.
I don't know what it is. You know, I'm sorry.
You are the whitest black person on this show.
Uh-uh. You will not do that.
On this show.
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, we just said sausage.
What is summer sausage?
We just said sausage. We didn't say
it's summer sausage.
It's
summer sausage, Shirley. It's got the little band around. You got to peel it off and you eat the meat and crackers. You ain't never
cut
had
it in slices.
But that's just sausage.
No. No, that's not just sausage.
That's summer sausage.
Okay. We called it sausage. Sorry.
Stop running from the deep.
Yeah, back to the summer sausage.
All I'm saying is when you go get some summer sausage, you don't buy that whole long thing of summer sausage. You get what you want. Tell him you want a dollar worth. You don't want that whole thing. You see what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. You can order what you want. You don't have to get all of that.
I don't think you want a dollar's worth. You might want a quarter's worth, girl. This is a lot.
It's still a lot at a dollar? Oh, my God.
15 cents a slice.
All right, listen. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter. Wow. At Steve Harvey FM. Or you can check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand, baby.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.